Fuck. It's like the brain of a statist. It only hurts when it's used. Shit. I'm injured. Fuck. It's a good thing this is a podcast. Definitely can't do any computer typing. I am fucking a cripple right now. Not having sex with a cripple. Not that kind of fucking a cripple. I'm a fucking cripple right now. Jesus. Fucking H Christ on a stick. My fucking wrist hurts. Injured myself today. It hurts like a motherfucker. Ooh. You can scream and shout with all your might. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan like a motherfucker in pain. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Hillary Clinton's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. So that's how it is, because I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Simple Libertarian Society. Been on the internet since 1999. Been podcasting for 12 years now. I can say that. I've got 2 6-packs worth of podcasting. Oh, the glory. Greatness. That's me. This is stating the obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on and destroy stupid motherfucking status all around the world. Right-wing statist, left-wing statist, homo statist, statheist, K-I-G-L-B-T-K-K-K statist. What do you call those other statists? What's that? Oh, cyber statist. Oh, the cyber... talk about cyber statist, if I remember. What the fuck was I... Randy, what was I ranting about the other day about cyber status? Oh, yes. All right, now I remember. Okay, hang on a minute. You guys listen to me. I gotta prop my feet up. Even though it's not my foot that hurts. God damn it. Oh, shit. I gotta pull the teabag out. Not teabagging. That's different. Ah! Fuck. Fucking rest. That tea bag. I got some tea going on here. Hot tea. Not a hottie. I don't have a hottie going on. Well, Randy's a hottie. But I don't have a hottie that I'm teabagging right now. That would be nice. Ah, fucker. God damn it. Like, lifting the tea bag is causing me pain. Oh, motherfucker. Everything I do with this wrist is causing me pain. Alright, let me. Welcome to the Moaning and Groaning Like an Old Person podcast. I am the great one himself, and today on the podcast, I'm going to be moaning and groaning like an old... my knee hurts. Oh, my hip. Oh, you little whippersnappers, get off my lawn. I haven't done the get off my lawn routine lately. Great. The tea is on my right side, and it's to my right. I can't get it with a good wrist. Let me do everything left-handed. Oh, man. Oh, this is going to suck balls. All right. I'm going for it. Wish me luck. Oh, God damn it. Oh, that fucking hurt. Motherfucker. Oh, God damn. That fucking hurt. All right. Let me see if I can focus. Greetings, bitches and bitchettes, boys and girls, enemies and friends. I am the great one himself, and I'm not talking into the microphone. As Randy is telling me to fucking position the microphone correctly. Great. I'll do that with my bad hand. Fuck you. Fuck you too. And fuck you. I'm about to spill hot tea on myself. God, you have no sympathy, bitch. You're a woman. You're supposed to have empathy and shit. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a Republican. And, All right. Oh, God damn it. I'm so fucked. Hi, I'm the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet. Blah, 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 blah. You can send us email. Us is myself and the lovely and adorable Randy. She's over there in the control room. You can send us email at God. That's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the motherfucking interwebs. Randy, is there a reason why I didn't get situated first? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was the reason. All right, hi. Oh, fuck, my wrist hurts. What's really going to suck is I'm not going to be able to jack off tonight because I jack off with my right hand. And my dick is so big that if I tried to grab it with my hand right now, it's definitely going to cause me huge amounts of pain. Because the amount of pain in my wrist is very much proportional to the amount of work I try to do with it or the amount of mass that I try to move. And my cock is so fucking huge that jacking it off requires thousands of PSI and hundreds of RPMs. Okay, that's enough dick jokes. My wrist hurts. Let's move the fuck on, even though you're going to hear me moaning throughout the entire fucking podcast, probably. The cyber status. Let me see if I can tie all this together. God damn it, I'm about to fall over sideways. Do you see this? This is the most pathetic thing ever. All right. You know, you would think injuring your wrist would not cripple your entire fucking body, but apparently, in my case, that is not true. I really feel like I just want to crawl in a corner and die. That's why I'm drinking hot tea right now. This is peach mango hot tea. It's not bad. Okay. Cyber status. I'll get there in a minute. This is a long story. I know. Shocking, right? A long story here at Stating the Obvious podcast, which is in its 12th year now. 12 years of podcasting. No, wait. I guess I'm in my 13th. No, am I in my 12th year? So the first year, I was in my first year. And then I would say that was my 1 year anniversary. So this is my 12 year anniversary. So, okay, so this is my 12th. We're in the 12th year. We're not in the 13th year. We're in the 12th year of podcasting. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. All right, podcasting. So there's this guy. He does a podcast, among some other things, I think. He is on the YouTube. His handle is Common Filth. If you go to the YouTube and you search for Common Filth, you'll probably find his channel. Depending on how much show noting I can do. Oh, wait, Randy, you know how to fucking type. You're going to have to do... Oh, that's... Yeah, no, you're right. You're not going to have time. All right, I'll just have to do show... Why don't you... You should do show notes while I'm doing this. Why did I never think of that before? You should do... We'll talk about it later. Anyway, the cast might be up a little late tomorrow, depending on which of us has to do the actual posting part. Because, in case you hadn't heard the news, I injured my wrist. Now I'm whining like a little fucking baby. The interesting thing is, I mean, I have Obamacare. Healthcare is affordable. I should be able to get free healthcare right now. But I can't. Anyway... YouTube, or Censorship Tube, as I'm going to start calling it. Oh, this tea is good. Over on Censorship Tube, if you go to the Censorship Tube and you type in Common Filth, you will probably find him. He does a podcast which is... Well, first of all, I've only listened to one episode. I listened to part of another episode a while back, but I've only listened to one full episode. So everything I'm saying here is based on a very limited experience of Mr. Common Filth, or CF, as he is apparently known. His podcasts tend to run in the range of an hour, 45 minutes to 2 hours, which is one reason why I haven't listened to them, just because... If I start one, I want to get all the way through it. And there have been many times that I've been at the computer because it's on the YouTube, not on a fucking just a podcast where I can download the MP3, put it on the player. Oh, no, that would be too fucking easy. Or at least not that I know of. Again, I don't know if he has a website. I know he's on Bandcamp or something. So anyhow, I don't know if it's available for as download as an MP3 or only on the YouTube yet. I'll figure all this out later, if I decide to continue listening to him. So I'm listening, and also he does much shorter videos, like 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute, 5 minute, where he makes fun of people on Tumblr and shit like that. Those are hilarious. Oh, they're so funny. But the podcast is a lot like my podcast. It's, again, this is based on experience of listening to one podcast. That's some serious generalizing. I'm listening to this podcast, and he's doing a lot of reading other material and pointing out some problems with it. Although, he did more reading than editorializing. Not sure if that's a virtue or a detriment. And he dropped a few things here and there about God, and I'm like, okay, so he's obviously, you know, he's a right-winger. It's like, okay, he believes in God, and that's whatever. You don't know. That's why I'm telling you. He's got the right-ish perspective on the Tumblr arenas and the social justice warriors, and he sees all of this for what it is. Well, then he gets to the second half of the podcast, which is mostly him reading. Apparently, he has a subreddit. We're not that familiar with Reddit, so I guess he's got his own space on Reddit. And he's reading things from his Reddit, and he's reading things that people have emailed to him. And that's when the Jesus freak came out. It's one thing when you tell me that there's an invisible man in the sky, and you think there's an invisible man in the sky, and you believe that this shit written in a book is true. I mean, that's one level of crazy. But CF took it to the next level of crazy up. Now, this is not me refuting things he said, because, again, I've only listened to one episode of the podcast. And I'm working from my memory. I did not take any notes. And what that means is, because I'm a human and because I'm fallible, I'm going to get some things wrong here. I'm going to say that CF said some stuff, and some of it is going to be me not remembering correctly. Some of it is going to be me misunderstanding things like that. So understand, this is not me philosophically refuting him in any ironclad methodology. These are my first reactions and responses to a alt-right Jesus freak podcaster. And this goes out to all the people who think that I spend too much time attacking the left, and therefore I must be a right-winger, not actually an anarchist. Pulling things from my memory. No notes, just pulling what I can from my memory. He had multiple arguments, which were completely laughable. One of them went something like this. And we've all heard this one before. You can't have morality unless you believe in God. Because if you don't believe in God, that means you believe in evolution. If you believe that humans evolved, that means you believe the human brain and human consciousness and the functioning of the human brain are accidents. And if they are accidents, then the results of the human brain, the human thinking process, are also accidents, which means that your thoughts are accidents, which means that you can't trust any of your thoughts to be right or wrong because they are accidental. It is only by believing in God and thus believing that, and here we see how the right-wing statist and the left-wing statist, despite the fact that they think they're different, are exactly the same. You have to believe in God because you have to believe the human brain was designed and created with a purpose, because only then can the thoughts of the human brain have purpose and not be accidental and thus be valid. This is stupid on a couple of levels. I'll see if I can articulate some of them. Randy, how many seconds has it been since I whined about my wrist hurting? Oh, that made guy off. My fucking wrist hurts. Jesus fucking Christ on a stick. Oh, but hey, you know what? This pain isn't real because I evolved. Well, my DNA evolved. My DNA. And so the pain is just accidental. It wasn't deliberately created by God. Therefore, since it's accidental, not deliberately created, it has no validity. Now, this is one of the masturbatory fantasies of the right-wing statist. And I've heard this plenty of times. You've heard this plenty of times. This thing where you can't have morality if there is no God. Because without God, humans can't figure out the difference between right and wrong. Which is the same left-wing statist argument that says without the government, people can't figure out the difference between right and wrong. Right. To the left-wing statist, right and wrong is determined by what is legal and illegal. To the right-wing statist, right and wrong is determined by what God says. And then, of course, in their worldview, it's the purpose of the state to subsequently reflect what God says is right and wrong. The similarity between the left-wing statist and the right-wing statist that they don't like to acknowledge is that both of them need an external source to dictate to them what is right and what is wrong, because neither of them are intelligent enough to figure out right and wrong on their own. Now, if we whine about how much our wrist hurts, and while whining, let's look at CF's assertion that if evolution is true, the human brain is an accident, and thus the results of the human brain are an accident and are thus unreliable. Therefore, in order to believe the results of your brain, you have to acknowledge there is a God who created your brain. Okay. This is almost kind of social justice warriory in the sense that it pretends reality doesn't exist and that reality is dictated by your emotions. So let me explain that. Regardless of any assertions made by common filth, myself, you, or anyone else, despite any assertions that have ever been made and ever will be made by any human, either humans were created by God or they were not. Okay, our assertions have nothing to do with that. For example, you and I could come together, I could assert there is an elephant in the room with us. You could assert there is not an elephant in the room with us. We would have to agree on a definition of elephant. We would have to agree upon a definition of what constitutes the room. And we would have to agree upon a definition of what constitutes being in the room, as opposed to outside the room. Is it in the room at this time? Do we have to have sensory data of the elephant? Can the elephant be in another dimension? Right? So we would work through all of those things. Once we reached a common definitions, that's proper English there. Once we reached agreement on the definitions of all those terms, there would, according to those criteria, either be an elephant in the room with us, or there would not be. Our feelings would be irrelevant. Okay? It's like there's two genders. There's boys and there's girls. And your feelings about it are irrelevant. Now, common filth asserts, again, I'm working off memory. If it turns out I am misrepresenting stuff, then by all means, I will reevaluate. His assertion was that if the human brain is an accident, then the results of the human brain, the conclusions we reach by thinking, would also be accidental and thus unreliable. Here's the problem. If I'm sitting here right now, which I am sitting here right now, according to my definitions, running out of hot tea because it's really good and still in motherfucking pain. One of two things is true. Again, let us agree. We're not going to go through all the steps, but let's say that you, me, common filth, the three of us, we agree on the meaning of terms such as evolution, accident, created, God, all these. Okay, let's just sit that aside for the moment. Roll with me. Although, yes, if we were having this discussion in full earnest, then we would need to define all of those things. Either my brain was created by God, or my brain was an accident. Which of those two options I happen to believe is irrelevant. Just like I can believe there's an elephant in the room, or I can not believe there is an elephant in the room. Regardless of which of those beliefs I choose to use as a filter for my worldview, there's either an elephant or there's not a fucking elephant. So regardless of which belief I choose, that I was an accident or that I was created, it doesn't matter which of those two filters I choose to view the world through, one of them is true and one of them is false. My fucking belief doesn't fucking matter. Now let's take the assertions of common filth at value. If the brain is accidental, then the results of the brain are accidents and thus unreliable. If the brain is designed, that means the results of the brain, the thinking, the conclusions, and he does not assert that humans are infallible, not by any stretch, and that's one thing I can appreciate. Again, though, he says that we, as infallible humans, and if I remember, I'll talk about that. But of course, his answer is, well, we must recognize that we are the image of God and try to strive to be like God and recognize that we are not perfect like God and all this other God shit. And there's a lot of Jesus humping, and he swallowed quite a bit of Jesus's cum in the end. It started off very non-religious, and by the time it got to the end, he was reading emails from people signing their names, your brother in Christ, and all of a sudden, it's like, dude, man, you're going to drain Jesus's ball sack. I mean, fuck, Jesus hadn't had his dick sucked like this in years. Now, let us say that the truth is my brain is an accident. Your brain, all brains are accidental. We evolved. Brains are accidental. Thus, the conclusions reached by the brain are unreliable. Well, one of the conclusions reached by these unreliable brains would be religion, Christianity, that the Bible is the word of God. Even though it's been translated multiple times, God didn't fucking write the thing in English. But of course, we know that when you translate documents from one language to another, nothing ever gets lost in the translation. No, because all languages are actually exactly the same, and they have words that all mean exactly the same thing. You just pronounce them differently. If we evolved, then your religion and everybody else's wacko religions are all flawed. Furthermore, well, I was going to say something was invalid. I was going to say, if God were true, but then if God were true, then we wouldn't have evolved. We'd be designed. So that's irrelevant. Now, of course, if the human brain was designed, okay, so if we evolved, then you've invalidated your religion by, well, if we evolved, you invalidate your own religion anyway. But the point is, remember, we sitting here right now, we don't really know for a fact. So you believe, let me rephrase that, common filth believes we were created. But he has no actual evidence of this other than his personal feelings, his emotions, like a little tumblerina who thinks that, well, I'm not a boy and I'm not a girl. I'm non-binary, right? You have no evidence of this non-binary, this non-binary-ness. It's just something you feel because it makes you feel good. And it gives you a purpose in your otherwise directionless life. Common filth is a tumblerina. Common filth has no evidence for God other than this one book, which couldn't possibly be made up, right? I mean, the Bible could not be fictitious. It's impossible for any human to write a book that has words in it that are not 100% true. But CF and all the other Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Jews, they all believe in these wacko religions, not because they have evidence, but because the wacko religions make them feel good. And unfortunately, hang on a minute, I hear my fucking phone going off, and I goddamn better just double check to make sure. Oh, Jesus. All right, never mind. As I say, nobody's texting me at this time of the day unless it's a fucking emergency. But it's actually just a package shipping. It's my package from Colombia. That's an old drug joke. Most of you don't really get that. Randy, what the fuck was I talking about before I got distracted? Thank you. Okay. Like a tumblerina who believes in non-binary this, but has no evidence of it because nobody's ever seen it, common filth believes in God, but has no evidence of God because nobody's ever seen God. Common Filth believes in God because believing in God makes Common Filth feel good. If we evolved, then Common Filth's conclusions about God are obviously not simply false, because we evolved, we weren't created, but they're false doubly over. If you can be doubly false, why not? I'm going for it. What the fuck? It came out of my mouth. I'm going to stick with it until it sounds stupid. He's doubly false because if his assertion that our accidental brains cannot create accurate results, well, then his religion certainly isn't accurate, because not only was he not created, but his religion is the result of faulty thinking by his own definition. Now, of course, the other, and again, this is why I say he has no true access to knowing if there's really a God or not. It does, he can believe all motherfucking day long that he's non-binary. I mean, that there's an invisible man in the sky. See, and this is why those of you out there who can't figure out, I'm sure, because you're stupid, why, excuse me, I'm straining my voice. Those of you who can't figure out why I'm not an anarcho-sissy, and why I'm not jumping on this bandwagon with all the other anarcho, with all the anarcho-sissies who are like, oh yeah, Muslims, come on over and rape white women. Oh yeah, let's all be non-binary. Oh yeah, it's so terrible that the patriarchy has oppressed so many women. It's because the anarcho-sissy is exactly like the right-wing statist. The anarcho-sissy is, and the Tumblrina, the anarcho-sissy is believing in these things for which there is no evidence, which make no sense, simply because they want to feel good. Right? Again, the anarcho-sissy believes that Muslims should come to the area on the planet known as the United States of America and help to exterminate white people because why? Because the rest of the planet isn't enough room for them, right? Because white guilt. Because, oh, they feel good. If Muslims come, oh, look how good I feel. I went tangenting there, and I'm not sure exactly where the fuck I was coming from. Okay. I think I know. This is what the left and the right have in common. It's all about their feels and how they need direction in their life. Before it flitters out of my mind again, let me... I should have taken notes, but I was doing photo editing while I was doing this, while I was listening to Common Filth. What he asserted, give me a minute, just fucking bear with me, guys. My fucking wrist hurts. I'm a whiny little baby. My hot tea is almost empty. Fuck, how did he put it? God damn it. I can't remember how he phrased it. He made the same assertion that most Christians will make, is that, okay, oh, whoa, 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 okay, 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 it's coming back to me. It's coming back to me now. So she said, all right, the reason, I'm trying to articulate his articulation here. The reason, okay, humans cannot have an atheist society. They can't have a civilization without God, because without God to give them guidance, humans, because they are imperfect, will do all sorts of things which are wrong. And believe me, he articulates himself much better than that. Okay, again, just he's not an inarticulate person. I'm disagreeing with him. I think he's an idiot in his core beliefs, but he's not an inarticulate individual. I listened to an hour and 45 minutes of him talking. He is not inarticulate. And his assertion was further that this is why we have things such as, you know, the non-binary, the Tumblrinas, the trannies, the pedophiles, all this sort of stuff. Because we live in a civilization that does not embrace God, but embraces humans. We live in a secular civilization, and thus the result of the secular civilization is homosexuality, trannies, child molesters, non-binary, Tumblrinas, all this sort of stuff. Okay, here's where he's wrong. Tumblrinas do not come. Tumblrinas are not. Tumblrinas don't come, because if they did, if they ever had sex, they might fucking stop being Tumblrinas. They might, oh my God, there's something in the world I actually enjoy. Then again, they probably wouldn't enjoy sex. The Tumblrinas are not a result of living in a secular society. Tumblrinas are a result of living in a statist society, which puts forth as its prime directive, and we all know the prime directive of Western civilization, although it will be interesting to see how the prime directive survives its impact with the Islamic invasion. The prime directive of the Western civilization is that no white woman must ever experience discomfort. You couple this with, as I've explained many times, I'm just going to try to not fucking tangent, a statist society, especially a democracy, has to breed and keep alive inferior people, right? Inferior people need the government. Superior people don't. If the government is not needed, then the government cannot expand. The government doesn't get more power. Okay, so the government needs there to be inferior people. Brace yourselves to be offended. If you're looking for a safe space, you're not there. Here is a trigger warning. What I'm about to say is going to trigger all of you. Pedophiles, Tumblrinas, non-binaries, trannies, homosexuals, they're not necessarily always inferior, but in a society where keeping the inferior people alive and breeding more inferior people was not the prime directive, there would be far fewer of those people. See, Common Filth asserts that the reason we have trannies is because we as a society are secular and we are not embracing an invisible man who lives in the sky and going down on Jesus and swallowing his cum as much as Common Filth does. This is not correct. The reason we have so many trannies is because there's a government which rewards people for being trannies. If you're a tranny and someone disagrees with you, you can have them fired, you can have them fined, you can have them put in prison. The government makes rules for you that make you can use whatever bathroom you want and will fucking send police to enforce that for you. The government gives you other people's money. The government will make healthcare plans pay for your hormone injections. The government will give you all sorts of special treatment. The government will force people to hire you and give you a job, even if they normally would not. In Ancapadice, trannies might still exist. The thing is, though, the tranny could not be a victim. Because in Ancapadice, the tranny, the homosexual, the tumblerina, the non-binary, even the pedophile, whom we are being told is just they were born that way, right? You can't really hold it against. They're not evil. It's those Republicans and Christians who vilify pedophiles that are evil. Pedophiles are born that way. In Ancapadice, in the absence of a state, all of these kinds of people could exist, and they could coexist with other people. Thing is, they would have to create value for other humans. Otherwise, they would have no money. They would starve to death and die. I mean, they always have the option. They could go live in the woods. You could be a tranny. You can go live in the woods. Grow your own food, yada, yada, yada. You could form a commune of trannies only. But again, if you're a tranny, I'm using tranny. You can substitute whatever. You can substitute godless communist, you're homosexual or pedophile or black person or, you know, what the, I don't give a fuck. If you can't create value for other people in an existing town, then you're not going to be able to create value if you go out in the woods and form a commune with a bunch of people whose only similarity with you is that they're also trannies. Right? The reason, Mr. Filth, that we have so much perversion in the United States right now, and again, maybe other places, but first of all, I don't care about other places. Second of all, I don't have an intimate knowledge of other places. Right? I can read on the internet about women getting raped in Sweden, but I haven't been to Sweden. I don't really know. The reason we have so much weird oddity, perversion, fucking tumblerina, trannies, fucking celebrating child molesters, GLBT, KKK, here in the United States is not because people are not embracing God. The reason is because those people, and if we want to, for short, just call them degenerates, we can do that. I'm okay with that. I mean, in some ways, you fucking right-wing statist Christian types are just as degenerate as they are. In some ways, you're not. But for shorthand, I'm willing to call them degenerates for the point of this conversation. These degenerates are so numerous in the United States, as opposed to in Muslim lands, where the state killed, well, not the state, but the people kill them off by throwing them off of rooftops. The degenerates are common here in the United States because they are rewarded for being degenerates. They get special privileges. They get protection. They get quotas to get jobs. They get government subsidies. It's not the lack of God that's resulting in all these degenerate fucks. It's the fact that they are rewarded for being degenerate fucks. That's why we, the royal we, so many of these people in our society. Anyhow, I've talked about common filth for 40 minutes. God, Randy, how many seconds has it been since I whined about my wrist hurting? Motherfucker. Oh, it hurts. God damn it. Fuck. Fuck a duck. Ah. All right. I will moan and groan some more. Ah, fuck. Ah, fuck. Dude, it's ridiculous. I will listen to at least one more episode of Common Filth, and perhaps this time I'll take some notes. So you may hear some more about this. We'll see. I haven't decided yet where I stand. All right, how are we doing? Yeah, let's wrap this up. Let's do some more political mail. Oh, the fucking election. It's going to soon. Randy, what's today? The 3rd? When's the election? 8th? God, 5 more days, and then Hillary Clinton will be the next king of the United States. On foreign affairs, Hillary Clinton's bad judgment has... Oh, wait, no, I gotta do this one. So remember when I read the Donald Trump thing and his 3 bullet points were ending corruption and affordable education and what was... Fuck, I can't remember that. All right, so here we have the Jared Polis. Remember, this is the guy who said that men who are accused of rape should be automatically assumed guilty of rape, and then that those rapists should be sent to other college campuses where they could subsequently rape other women. Remember when you say, but great one, the government doesn't want women to be raped? And I say, yes, yes it does. Jared Polis said he wants to send rapists to other campuses so they can rape more women. Because what else would they do? They are rapists, right? That's what rapists do. Don't fucking tell me the government doesn't want you to be raped. The government wants you to be a fucking victim. Oh yeah, and of course, Common Filth was very much anti-abortion, which of course, as we all know, as I've said multiple times, I want more abortions, not fewer. Because you've got to get the bad DNA out of the gene pool. Here's Jared Polis again. Jared Polis fights to shine a light on special interest and deliver for Colorado families. He's going to deliver for your family. He's a baby doctor. He's going to be there when your wife is giving birth. He's going to deliver. Or maybe he's going to carry the baby for your wife. Maybe that's what he means by deliver for Colorado families. He's going to put the baby in his womb. Jairus's bold leadership and big ideas deliver real results for our families. What kind of big ideas could Jared possibly have that are going to deliver real results? This guy's running for re-election. So what exactly real results has he given us, the royal us, in the past? I'm not aware of any results that I've gotten from Jared. Okay. Here we go. Here's Jared's bullet points. And again, here's my point. This is every politician. Think about the 3 bullet points. You have to go to the website. Remember what the 3rd one was, because I don't remember. It was the education is going to fucking end corruption and something else. Okay, here's Jared's 3 bullet points. Jared's commitment to ending the rigged political system that only benefits those at the top and creates a do-nothing Congress. He's putting power back in the hands of the people by sponsoring a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United and leading the fight to stop special interest from buying our elections. Does that not sound pretty much exactly like the Donald Trump talking point? I wish I would have kept that old thing. I wish, fuck. God damn it. What'd I do with those? I could try digging them. If my wrist didn't fucking hurt, I'd dig it out of the trash can. Jared refuses to take money from the special interest that wrecked our economy. You mean the government? He's not taking any money from the government? Really? people out there, did any of you like read this election propaganda and think like you're reading, like, wow, hey, honey, it says here, Jared refuses to take money from the special interests that wrecked our economy. Wow, did you know? Wow, he's got a lot of integrity. We should vote for him. I wonder if Jared can provide a list of the special interest that wrecked the economy. Because here's the thing. If you can't give me a list specifying which special interest wrecked our economy, then how can Jared assert that he hasn't taken any money from them? Right? In order for me, for example, again, I'll just be racist and you can hate whatever, but for me to assert that no black person has ever given me money, first of all, I have to know the source of all the money I've ever gotten, and then I have to know whether or not the source of each of those pieces of money is a black guy person or not. I mean, what the fuck? How can he possibly, where's his list? Where's the fucking list of the special interest that wrecked our economy? Jared led the success. Oh yeah, he led. Oh yeah. Jared, whoever the fuck this faggot's name is. Jared led the successful fight in Colorado to ban lobbyists from giving gifts to politicians. Oh God. And in Congress, he is working to prevent special interest from buying elections by sponsoring the Government by the People Act. Oh, that sounds touchy-feely. To promote real grassroots-backed campaigns. What does any of that mean? The Disclose Act to shine a light on dark money. What does that mean? And the Election Protection Act. Oh, it rhymes. Isn't that cute? What are you going to do, put a condom on it? The Election Protection Act to prevent foreign money from influencing American elections. What bullshit. Foreign money. My God. The stupidity. Does anyone read this shit and actually, like make a decision based on this shit? Do they? Actually, they don't, because here's the thing. Just as the non-binary Tumblr arena puts everything through this lens of I'm a non-binary Tumblr arena in order to feel good, just as the Jesus freak, like Common Filth, puts everything through the lens of there's an invisible man in the sky so as to feel good, so too do people who vote and actually think their voting matters, right? The people, yeah, I've said this before, there are no undecided voters. Everyone already knew 6 months ago they're going to vote. Everybody, right now, there's going to be another election in 4 years. Virtually every person in the United States already knows if they're voting Republican or Democrat. And that is the filter, that's the lens that their worldview goes through. And it goes through that because that's what makes them feel good. Voting Democrat makes me feel good because I care about minorities and poor people. Voting Republican makes me feel good because I'm a God-fearing Christian and I have moral standards. It's completely about feeling good. Oh, God, now I'm thinking about all kinds of shit I was going to say, and we're not going over. Again, look, guys. Jared refuses to take money from the special interest that wrecked our economy. Okay. You mean direct money, indirect money? Are you talking about political contributions? What if one of them wants to... that he doesn't take their money? What are these special interests? How do we define wrecked? I mean, what constitutes a wrecked economy versus a non-wrecked economy? Where's the definition of these? Who is reading this shit? Only the brainwashed, right? There are these brainwashed people who are already going to vote for this idiot. And they read this and they see these pictures. And again, here's these pictures of him with a bunch of little college age looking people. And interestingly enough, they're all white. He's in photos with other people. There's a nice balance between men and women, pretty much. There's one more boy than girls. They're all white. Just what the fuck is wrong with you people? How stupid can you be to read something like this and to think that this means anything, that this makes any sense, that this is coherent and meaningful, that this is any sort of reflection of reality? Right? It's like reading the Bible. How can you read this? And there's some good writing and there's some interesting stories and it's these tales about morality and stuff. But to read this and to read the Bible and think that these are words that are written as absolute, indisputable truths. It's just the same as to read this fucking piece of shit that showed up in my mailbox from Jared Polis and think this is an indisputable truth. Oh, Jared. God created the world in 6 days. It says so in the Bible. Jared refuses to take money from special interests that wrecked our economy. It says so on this piece of paper. It's in my hand. This piece of paper was delivered to me by the post office. The Bible was delivered from God.